Pictures and images are the oldest form of communication. They predate language. Imagery is, in fact, the universal language. And our depth consciousness understands it perfectly. And so in the following alchemical practice, we will purify and stimulate one of the inner centers through the use of universal imagery. These centers, these chakras, are thought of as lotus flowers in the East, and in the West they are often called inner metals, or the seven eyes of God. We will now focus upon the Jupiter center, assigned to the alchemical metal tin. And so first of all, establish a rhythmic breathing cycle, deep and gentle, without strain. Focus exclusively upon this cycle, so that your mind lets go of yesterday and tomorrow, and is simply itself, observing the gentle cycle of breath, the primal movement of incarnate life. And now, effortlessly, call up the image of the 10th tarot key, the Wheel of Fortune. Look at this card, this mandala of the ageless wisdom. See the orange disc with the symbols of alchemy upon it, salt, mercury and sulfur, and dissolution, the activity of meditation. And in the outer rim, see the letters, the Hebrew letters of the name of God, and the Roman letters, spelling the word tarot, or if read the other way, Torah. About the rim of the wheel is Hermanubis, the red jackal-headed man, followed by the golden serpent of wisdom, and seated upon the top is the blue sphinx, the mystery of self. And as in key 21 before, so likewise in the wheel, the heads of the four holy creatures, the angels of Keter, representing the powers of creation, watch the wheel at the center of existence. Fill yourself with the violet light and see the Wheel of Fortune as an orange sphere now, coinciding with your solar plexus, which is the abdominal brain. And watch as this sphere rotates in an anti-clockwise direction. It begins to spin faster and faster. As it turns, it begins to emit dazzling sparks of primordial energy. These sparks sparkle throughout your aura. Then they penetrate into your physical body too. The sparks of divine energy penetrate into every cell, and even deeper into the atomic level. The sparks renew everything they touch. Now think of your body and its energy field, its aura, as being the entire manifested universe. Around you are the four holy creatures, the winged lion, winged bull, and winged human, and the great eagle. and with their wings they fan the universal life breath, causing more sparks to emerge from the rotating sphere, which sparkle through your aura and then beyond. They pass beyond the confines of the physical universe, passing into the limitless light. And in their wake, boundless compassion pervades all. In this infinite outpouring, let all the images dissolve and just be. Be aware of your breath, knowing it to be fanned by the wings of the four holy creatures. And in your own time, come to.